So let's review. The Mishnah continues discussing Isha Shenisses al pi Eid Echad Sha'amar Meis Ve'achkach Bo Baila. A woman who remarried through an Eid Echad who said her husband died and he returned. Since she was not Daiko Mintzaba, careful to confirm his death, she receives a Knas, a penalty, which includes several stringencies. The Mishnah mentioned that she does not receive her Ksuba and the Tnai Ksuba, the addendum, and continues Ve'loi Zeveze Metamala. If she dies, neither husband that was a kohen may be metamatar. V'lei zevezeh zeh kohen b'mitziasa, v'lei b'mayis yedeha, v'lei b'faras nadireha. Neither husband can claim her mitzia, findings, mayis yedeha, earnings, or hafaras nadireha. Ha'isa bas yisrael, nifsal min ha'kohuna. If she was a bas yisrael, she's disqualified to marry a kohen. Uvas levi min ha'mayisar. If she was a bas levi, she's disqualified from mayisar rishon. Uvas koyin af minat truma. If she was a bas koyin, she's disqualified from truma. Ve'en yershin shel zeh, ve'yershin shel zeh, yershin es ksubasa. When she dies, the inheritors of the husbands do not receive her ksuba. Ve'emesu echav shel zeh, ve'echav shel zeh, chaltzim lebiyabmin. If either husband dies without children, their brothers give her chalitza, but are prohibited to perform yibim. Ve'emesu echav shel zeh, ve'echav shel zeh, chaltzim lebiyabmin. If either husband dies without children, their brothers give her chalitza, but are prohibited to perform yibum. Rabbi Yisi disagrees with the Tanakhama and says that she receives her kesuba from the first husband. Rabbi Lazo Eimer, Harishin Zaka b'mitziyasa u'b'mayis yedeha u'b'afaras nedereha. Rabbi Lazo disagrees with the Tanakhama and says that the first husband claims mitziyasa, mayis yedeha u'b'afaras nedereha. Reb Shimon Aimer biyasa echalatzasa mi'achav shal rishon paiteres sarasa. Reb Shimon disagrees with the Tanakhama and says that if the first husband dies without children, his brother is allowed to perform yibum or chalitza tahar. Since the yibum is effective, therefore her tzara is also potter. Ve'en havlad mimenu mamzer. Reb Shimon also disagrees with the Tanakhama and holds that a child from the first husband is not considered a mamzer. Reb Huna says, basroi meidu lekamoi. Shimon agrees to his foregoer, Rabbi Lazar, and they both agree to their foregoer, Rabbi Yosi. However, Kamoi loy moidu lebasroi, Rabbi Yosi disagrees with his successor, Rabbi Lazar, and they both disagree with their successor, Rabbi Shimon. The Gemara explains, Basroi moidu lekamoi, Rabbi Shimon moidu Rabbi Lazar. Shimon agrees with his foregoer, Rabbi Lazar, that Rishon Zaka b'mitziyasa b'maaser deo v'afaras nedereha. Since Reb Shimon holds that the Knas does not apply to Yibum, although it is Bia de Isura, the Knas certainly does not apply to Memaina. However, Kamoi loy moidel basroi, Reb Lazar loy moidel Reb Shimon. Reb Lazar disagrees with his successor Reb Shimon because he is lenient only in Mitziyasa or Maisida, which is Memaina, but he is not lenient for Yibum because it is Bia de Isura. Basroi moidel Kamoi. Tarvayu Moidele Reb Yosi, both Reb Shimon and Reb Lazar agree with their forego Reb Yosi that she also receives her ksuba. Since the knas is not applicable to mitziyasa maisidea v'afara, although it is when diyas v'tuse, received during marriage, and might cause asa l'kiyuma that he will remain with her, there is still no knas. The knas is certainly not applicable to ksuba, which is l'mishkal u'mepek, given only when divorced. Kamoi loy moidele basroi, Reb Yosi loy moidele lohu. However, Reb Yosi disagrees with his successors, Reb Lazar, Reb Shimon, since he is lenient only in the Knas regarding Ksuba, which is L'mishkal U'mepek. But he is not lenient regarding Mitziyasa Ma'is Yedel V'Afara, because it is the Yas V'Tuse. Reb Yechanan says, Kamoi Moidu L'Basroi. Reb Yosi agrees with his successor, Reb Lazar, and they both agree to their successor, Reb Shimon. However, Basroi Loi Moidu L'Kamoi. Reb Shimon disagrees with his foregoer Reb Lazar, and they both disagree with their foregoer Reb Yosi. The Gemara explains, Kamoi moidele basroi, Reb Yosi moidele l'Reb Lazar. Reb Yosi agrees with his successor Reb Lazar that Rishon Zaka b'mitziyasa b'mayis yedeha v'afaras nedereha. Since the knas does not apply to ksuba, which is medidei l'dida, she receives the ksuba from him, and although she transgressed, there is still no knas. The knas certainly does not apply to b'mitziyasa b'mayis yedeha v'afar, which is medida l'didei. He receives it from her, and since he did not transgress, there is no knas. Basroi loy moidu l'kamoi. Reb Lazar loy moidu l'Reb Yosi. However, Reb Lazar disagrees with his foregoer Reb Yosi that she does not receive her ksuba because Reb Lazar is only lenient in Mitziyasu Maisidel Vafara, which is Midida Lididei, but it's not lenient for Kesuba, which is Midida Lidida. Kamoi Moidil Basroi, Vitarvayu Moidil Rab Shimon. Rabbi Yisi and Rabbi Elazar both agreed to their successor, Rabbi Shimon, that the first husband's brother may do Yibum, because since the Knas is not applicable to Mitziyasu Maisidel Vafara, although the Hanim Demichayim, it's received while he is alive, the Knas certainly does not apply to Yibum, which is only La'achar Misa, after he dies. However, Rabbi Shimon disagrees with his foregoers, Rabbi Yisi and Rabbi Elazar, because Rabbi Shimon was only lenient in Yibum, which is La'achar Misa, but he is not lenient for Kesuba and Mitziyasu Maisedeh V'Afara, because it is Michaim. Mishra continues with Rabbi Shimon. If she remarried through Shnei Edim, she is Muteres Labaila, permitted to remain with her first husband. However, in the Reish of the Mishnah, where Nis is Alpi Bezdin, Teitzi Mizeh Mizeh, if she remarried through Eid Echadim Bezdin, she receives a Knast that she is Asur Labaila, prohibited to her husband. Am Rav Huna, Am Rav Hochi Hilchasa. Rav says that the final ruling is in accordance of Rav Shimon, that Nis is Bishnei Edim is Muteres Labaila. The Gemara asks, Haloch Mechlal de Pligi. This implies that others disagree that in Nisus Bishnei Edim, she's Asur Labala. Mahavalola Mevid, Mianis Ansa. Why does she receive a Knas of Asur Labala? What more could she have done? She's like an Anusa who is Muteres Labala. A long and complicated discussion ensues about whether this is a Machlikis of Reb Shimon V'Rabbanon, which remains inconclusive. Let's summarize the possible machlokes with a slight overview of the issues. As part of this discussion, the Gemara addresses two halachos mentioned in the Mishnah, Teitzei Mizeh Mizeh and Tzrichi Get Mizeh Mizeh. Now, we must remember that she is still legitimately married to the first husband. And now that he returned, we know that the second marriage was never a marriage because she was an Eishes Ish all along. Therefore, regarding Teitzei Mizeh Mizeh, in the case of Nisus Al Pi Bezdin, all agree that Teitzei Mizeh Mizeh from the second husband, Midai Raisa, because she's an Eishes Ish, from the first husband because of Kenas. In the case of Nisus Al Pi Edim, certainly all agree that Teitzei Misheni, because she's an Eishes Ish. The shaila is whether Teitzei Merishin. Rav Shimon clearly rules in the Mishnah, Loi Teitzei, as he says, Muteres La'achzolai, she may return to him. The Kenas does not apply, because she's considered an Anusa, who is Muteres Labaila. The opinion of the Rabbanan is not clear and remains inconclusive in the Gemara. Some say that they agree to the above reasoning. Some say that they hold that the Knas does apply because she should have done her own investigation even after Shnei Edim. Regarding Tzricha Get Mizeh Mizeh, in the case of Nisus Al Pi Bezdin, since all agree that Teitzei Mizeh Mizeh, certainly Tzricha Get Merishin because she's Ishtei Mideraisa. According to the Rabbanan, Tzricha get Misheni because of Knas, as stated in the Mishnah, Tzricha get Mizeh Mizeh. According to Reb Shimon, some say that he holds Ein Tzricha get Misheni, as Taisa explains that Reb Shimon holds that the Knas applies only to Teitzei, but not to Get. Some say that he agrees Tzricha get Misheni because of Knas. In the case of Nisus Al Pi Edim, Reb Shimon certainly holds Ein Tzricha get Misheni, because he holds Nisus Al Pi Edim Loi Teitzei. If the Knas does not apply to Teitzei, it certainly does not apply to Get. Regarding the Rabbanan, some say that they agree that Ein Tzricha Get Misheni. Some say they disagree and Tzricha Get Mizeh Mizeh. All of the above questions as to the respective opinions of Reb Shimon and Rabbanan remain inconclusive.